Now, the Camogie Scorts controversy shows no sign of abating today. Last weekend, the Dublin and Kilkenny senior Camogie teams were forced to change into Scorts for their Leinster semi-final, despite initially wearing shorts. RTE Sport understands that the Camogie Association president will bring a motion before next year's annual Congress, which could give players the freedom of choice to wear Scorts or shorts. However, long before that, the issue is likely to surface again this weekend, when Cork play Waterford in the Munster senior final. Cork's Aisling Thompson is a six-time All-Ireland winner, and she's been giving me her thoughts on the controversy.
Maybe they're just afraid that we're asking to tear up tradition. We're just asking to be heard, I suppose, and to have a choice in what we want to wear and how we represent our counties and our clubs. It's about respect, like comfort, modernising a game that we all love. As you saw there in recent Congress, the decision was made where there was no players involved in a vote. Seeing the result of that is just deeply frustrating, like for players young and old all over the country. The sport is just evolving, and these are the challenges that we are just facing in modern day sport. And I guess the voices of the people playing it every day are the ones that need to be heard and need to be part of that evolution. I just hope that it opens the door for more honest conversations and for decisions that actually reflect what the players need. Again, we're not trying to make this a fight. I think sometimes, you know, it may come across that players are just looking for a fight when it comes to the association. We're not asking to get rid of skirts completely. Like, it's to have a choice in what we wear. Like, a lot of girls are just not comfortable wearing a skirt in general.
Cork and Waterford will be playing in the Munster final at the weekend. Have you on the teams been discussing what you'll wear then?
I think the across the board, we're going to wear shorts on the day. I think that's what we do have to finalise, I suppose, and have a chat on that during the week leading up to the Munster final. But I think what we're going to do is wear shorts, and if we're asked to return to the dressing room, we won't. And if that means abandoning the game and handing over the Munster title to Waterford, that's what we'll do. We're just hoping that Waterford will follow suit. It's not about us versus the association. It's kind of standing up for what's right, I guess. And, you know, creating something that will affect, I guess, in a good way, like younger athletes down the line when they do get to represent not only their counties, but their clubs too, that like they will have a choice. And, you know, maybe this might be the push that everybody needs to get over the line in this decision. We did a survey before the last vote on what players would prefer to wear and whether they would prefer to have a choice of skirts or shorts. And, you know, the numbers were huge. Like, it wasn't just a 50-50 vote. Like, you know, I was completely in favour of having that choice. So I think when it went to Congress and, again, there was no player involved in that vote, I think that's when it probably came to light in the media more so. And again, trying to push to have that decision made before 2027, I think, would be the next opportunity. You could only imagine that maybe there is probably a massive drop-off between now and 2027 if we don't do something about it. So, again, it's all about the modern game and you know, unfortunately, social media and a lot of things have a massive impact on girls and how they look and what they want to wear. So I think just, I suppose, pushing that now instead of waiting for another couple of years for that to come true is important, so that we don't see that drop off.
There are some suggestions, I know, today that this issue could be brought back before Congress next year, meaning there could be a rule change then. Would you be happy with that?
I wouldn't personally, because again, it's like, you know, this has turned into a media frenzy now at this point with the skirts issue. We're really not being heard if we have to wait, and it almost feels like a punishment if we have to wait until next year. This is something that we're trying to do now, and we're trying to push to get it over the line. And unfortunately, we have to do these things so publicly, like, you know, almost into shaming players in the association, which is not what we want. We don't want to be shaming anyone, but again, when players vote on something, you would imagine that players have the voice, because we're the ones on the field. We're the ones training 5 and 6 days a week for 9 months of the year. You know, and again, not just inter-county, at club level too, we're training all year round. I would actually love to see as well, like, what the vote would be from a juvenile perspective, from underage girls too, and what their thoughts are on this rule. If the Camogie Association don't agree to let us have our say and our choice, what impact will that have across the country among young girls, mm-hmm. and older players too at that?
Just going back to the Munster final, I mean, presumably it would be a very difficult thing to do if you had to forfeit this game after, as you say, all the work you put in, all the training that players now have to do.
I know. Yeah, it would be, of course. But, you know, of course, like I said recently that, you know, you've probably only three chances of winning silverware throughout the season. And for some teams, like, it might be the only silverware they ever get in their career. So, it'll have a huge impact. But I think, again, we're looking at the bigger picture and what it means for the younger players and the younger generation coming through and coming back to even, you know, having just basic rights, I guess, which is, again, almost a shameful thing to say in 2025, and especially being, you know, involved in sport and such a huge sport. And I think Camogie is actually at such a high point at the moment. I think Camogie is doing so well at the moment. It's just really disappointing for this to happen. And to be in such a negative light where that's not what we're looking for. But to come back to your question, yeah, it's extremely disappointing that it has come to this, especially on, you know, such an occasion as being a Munster finals. As Cork players, we're very proud in terms of how we carry ourselves and how we wear that jersey, but how we can, I suppose, influence the younger generation is the biggest thing for Cork, and probably why we're successful in terms of tradition and generation. So that's really the main focus for us, and if it means giving up that title, like, that's exactly what we'll do.
And that was Cork Camogie player Aisling Thompson.